RCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about content on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
In Murphy versus Missouri, the White House is accused of violating free speech by requesting social media platforms remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. The suit was brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, along with other individuals. A ruling in their favor would block the White House from contacting social media companies.
ABC's Brian Clark. Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in the presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of the drones. Unclear how many, if any, got through. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help him find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis, but like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the Fighter gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis, but like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help him find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE, and on the Civic Media app.
In the early 90s called Stay Tuned.
I don't remember that, actually.
There was a scene in that movie where John Ritter and his wife, Pam Dauber, are wrestling these two Gorgon people. His wrestling moniker was the Couch Potatoes. So, unfortunately, Pete, that's already taken.
Okay.
So I don't make the rules.
That was an alternate anyway. How about this? The Whiff King.
The Whiff King?
Yeah.
As far as odor or scratch, baseball ability?
I already don't like the look on your face, Rich. Let's move on. Just
being honest with you.
I appreciate that. The Dive King.
Are you jumping off the top rope?
Take a dive.
Ooh.
They frown on that sort of thing?
I would probably steer away from that one.
Okay. Well, you guys are tough. How about Pete? Take a knee, Schwabba.
Interesting. Are you going to be coming out in a football uniform?
Yeah, it's just like, I could either like Kaepernick it or like just kind of take a knee like it's halftime or like when a guy's injured, The bottom line is, Rich, I'm not wrestling. So if I have to whiff, take a dive, take a knee.
I'm unless your finisher is like you're dropping the knee from the second rope or the top rope, that doesn't work.
All right, we'll keep working on this. I you know what?
Yeah,
I've had about enough.
This will be like an ongoing project with you and IP. It's perfectly fine.
I'll be honest. I don't like your attitude right now, Rich.
Hey, you know what? As a friend, I'm protecting you from any future ridicule. That's all this is.
Thank you for that. Well, Conrad, come up with something. We got to have Rich do one more announce.
I like the couch potato.
Couch potato. Yeah, but it's plagiarism. I don't know if I can do that. We'll figure it out. So Rich, you weren't ring announcing last you were here, right? Like, is this a new thing? You decided to get back into it, or how does that work?
I was out of it for a while. I had gone to sit, my biggest thing is whether I'm ring announcing or I'm sitting in the front row or somewhere in the crowd, I'm supporting independent wrestling. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
So recently I did some ring announcing for Racine Championship Wrestling. They had a show in Racine. I did a show for Legacy Pro Wrestling in West Dallas. I mentioned the Midwest Gaming Classic the last time I was on. I can officially announce that I will be ring announcing yet again for the Midwest Gaming Classic this year at the Baird Center. That's the first weekend in April.
Okay. Is that the one at Bruce City?
Bruce City Wrestling's a part of that. Yeah, okay. Bruce City did it last year. And I got the call to do it again this year. So I'm certainly thrilled about it because there's always a huge crowd when it comes to wrestling at the Midwest Gaming Classic.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So are you excited?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the we were in a huge spot amongst the vendors up on the third floor last year. And we always had a huge crowd that were just, you know, I had three rows of chairs circling the ring. And then you had a whole bunch of people just standing around, what is going on? And we'd always have a huge crowd there. So certainly looking forward to it. We had such a great time last year.
That's so cool, dude. I'm happy for you. That's so great. All right, just thought of a couple more. Can I run them by you?
Please.
Okay. Pete the Snuggler Schwabba.
Are you coming out with a Snuggie or a blanket or?
No, here's my, okay. There's a method to my madness here, Rich. I think okay. if the other wrestler thinks all I want to do is cuddle him, he is going to stay the heck away from me, you know, unless he finds me attractive, which whatever. Or
you're going to lull them into a false sense of security. Maybe. You might be onto something.
Yeah. Here. And then I give him a poke in the chops or I go low. I go below the equator. How about Captain Cuddler?
I mean, again, you may be onto something. We're going to have to hone this over some time.
Rich is being so nice. Okay, I got here. This is the bona fide. This is the one we're going with, Rich. The Schwabinator. Right.
Oh, that's a lock.
Do we have
that's
it?
That's a okay. lock.
All right.
Yeah.
Conrad, are you ready? Do you mind introducing me?
No, let's do it again. All right,
let's go with the Schwabinator this time, though. Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling ring announcer extraordinaire, Rich Locasio.
Introducing from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Schwabinator, Pete Schwabba.
I've got the chills. I'm speechless. I've got the chills in places I shouldn't have the chills.
I have to say something else. So, the last time I was on your show and I did the ring announcing, that's become a promo on Civic Media.
Oh dear.
And I've become famous within the office now. So I'm up in Waukesha on Tuesday.
Okay.
And I run into Jane Matinere and Greg Bach and, you know, I walk into the studio room and everything and they're like, do we know you? Like, oh yeah, I'm Rich Locasio. Oh, the wrestling ring announcer guy. Yeah, yeah. If I'm going to be known for something in the office, I mean, I'll take that for right now. But obviously, I got to continue to build the rapport with my coworkers.
Well, I'm happy to help, buddy. And I love Jane and Greg are both awesome. So I'm absolutely very happy to hear that. All right. So, Rich, before we let you go, what are you watching? Is there something you can recommend on TV, movies, Iron Claw? Did we talk about Iron Claw last time you were here?
We did not.
Okay.
So I saw that I was down visiting my family for the holidays in Florida when the Iron Claw was still in theaters. And my girlfriend April and I went to see it. It is so good. And
that's what I've heard.
You know, it's so good. And this is not just as a wrestling fan, as a movie fan as well. It's a very compelling story about the Von Erich family. How it didn't even get nominated for an Oscar is beyond me.
A lot of people thought it was going to. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's certainly a movie that if you've not seen it, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, go and see it. It's so good.
That is great to know. And I have not seen it yet, so I'm going to take you up on that. I don't know if you can stream it yet, but as soon as you can, I'm going to be all over it. I've heard nothing but good things. Rich, thank you so much for your time tonight, buddy, and have a blast at WrestleMania 12,000 or whatever, 40? Yeah, it was 40.
WWE SmackDown in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Forum next Friday night. Hey, you may see me on TV. I don't know.
I hope we do, man. Keep going with that ring announcing thing, too. Thanks so much, buddy. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you so much, Pete.
Anytime. All right, that is Rich Locasio. He is a Civic Media employee, and, man, he loves here's from the 920. Jim from Appleton says, Pete Quick Pin Schwabba. Hey, thanks for the vote of confidence, Jim.
What about Pete, please don't hit me, Schwabba?
You guys have no faith in me. I'm the Schwabinator now, and I will take all of you down. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk some filmmaking. We're hitting all the bases tonight on Nightlight. Michael Nielsen joins me next, and I read more of your texts. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nowhere to go. It's hopeless, so I guess not.
that day. Fixing up.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Boy, we haven't heard Miles Davis in a while. Nice pull. From the 608. Sounds like Pete plans to clean up. Yeah, that's going to be my new wrestling nickname, the cleaner. The cleaning crew. He's one man, but he does the work of a crew. That's from the 608. The 920, Jim from Appleton. You're supposed to be the one doing the pinning, Pete. Oh, that's my problem. I just thought I was there to entertain people with all the various ways I could take a dive. Pete Quickpin Schwaba. What else we got here? From the 920, Paula. Conrad's mom checking in. Bon Jovi and Van Halen were my favorite bands. They both had several hits. Hard to pick just one. Yeah. And I put Van Halen like in a different category. Like they were kind of a hair band, but they were also just a rock and roll band. Like I think they're different than some of the other ones, but that's a great text, Paula. Carla, Aunt Carla checking in. Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, Scorpion, and Van Halen. If some alive next year, hopefully we'll play my 55th birthday next year. You mean your party? Like Jeff Spicoli when he hired Van Halen to play his birthday party? It's one of the best endings to a movie ever. Christy Barlament from the 920 says, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. That is a great song. And that's probably one. Listen, I'm a bad guitar player, but I love figuring out 80s rock and like house music songs on my guitar. I know that sounds weird, but Here I Go Again is one I like to play a lot. But yeah, Aunt Carla, Riot, Quiet Riot saying, oh, come on, feel the noise. That was it. You got it here in another text. So it's Aunt Carla's birthday, Conrad. Is that true?
Yep. Okay. Happy birthday.
55. That's a big one. You're not a kid anymore, Carla. Time to clean up your act. Come on, feel the noise. I'm with you, Carla. That is a great song. Yeah, I forgot about Quiet Riot. That's hilarious. Okay, so let's keep moving here. I am very excited to welcome my next guest. He is a filmmaker, Madison-based, but he's done a couple films based here in Northeast Wisconsin, a couple documentaries. My pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, Michael Nielsen. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well.
Are you in the car?
I am in the car. I know. Okay. If I had a little more time coming from my last engagement, I would have been home with my whole setup with a similar mic to yours and everything. So I feel very naked right now.
Well, that's okay. I just be careful driving. I see you have your seatbelt on, and that was a dead giveaway. Unless you're like one of those people that wants to be extra safe at home and strap in.
Yes, I assure you, I am not driving.
Okay.
There's no worries.
All right.
Worries.
Good. We don't want to be. I don't think our insurance covers that kind of thing. So,
right.
I interviewed you several years ago on public television about your film Last Day at Lambeau. And we haven't spoken since. I saw you at the Wisconsin Film Festival last year. And I said, oh, that's Michael. I got to go say hello. And then, you know, how it works. You work around the room and then you were gone. But tell me, let's start with Last Day at Lambeau. Since we're broadcasting statewide, but we are in Green Bay, downtown Green Bay. Tell us about the film and where can people see it?
Well, I'm sure folks won't have trouble guessing the subject matter based on the title. That was my first feature documentary. We released it in 2012. And then, yes, broadcast it statewide on Wisconsin Public Television in 2016. It was about Brett Favre's dramatic departure from the Green Bay Packers, joining the Minnesota Vikings and coming back for one final game at Lambeau Field in 2010. That was obviously the season the Packers won the Super Bowl. And we were filming it during that season. And I, as a lifelong Packers fan, was intrigued by my own level of emotion surrounding it. I didn't know why I had any justification to care as much as I did. And so the making of that was very much a self-interrogation into why do I have any reason to care as much as I do about the outcome of this story?
Did it surprise you how much you cared? Like, were you sort of like, whoa, I'm really into this?
Oh, very much so. and making the film kind of cured me, I think, of a lot of that, in the sense that now, as diehard a Packers fan as I've ever been, but I think of it very much and acknowledge it very much as an irrational passion. It's like I indulge in this thing that doesn't make sense, but I acknowledge it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Where can people see the film somewhere? Is it streaming somewhere?
Absolutely. Yep. You could just Google that and find it. It's on Vimeo, which is a video hosting site. And it's been up there for many, many years. You can watch it for free. So you can get that and throw it up on Apple TV. Easy to watch.
Outstanding. All right. So you have a new film. We'll get to that in a minute. But you also, when I say I missed you last year at the film festival, I also missed your film. I host a lot of Q&As and do interviews there and stuff. And so I'm kind of limited as to what I can see. And I missed the screening. You had a film called Beyond Human Nature.
Yes, sir.
And that was based on something, an incident that happened here in Green Bay several, many, many years ago. Tell us about that film.
It was. So that one was about the Tom Monfils homicide investigation of 1992 to 95. Which was, again, in the news rather recently, as many of the defendants known as the Monfils Six in the media have been released on parole. So the last to be released, Keith Kutzka, was released in 2023, so last year. So he's now out as well, and they've been doing events talking about their experience and all that. I was an outsider to that story. I that was brought to me by people who had relationships to the Monfils Six and advocated for their innocence. I wasn't interested in doing an advocacy piece, though. I was honestly just curious in how a story like this gets so out of hand. So I interviewed the lead investigator, Randy Winkler, the prosecutor, John Zukowski, who's now a judge in Green Bay. And I've stayed on good terms with everybody, which is not a terribly common thing in the world of true crime. You usually lose the trust of one or the other side. But we had
we've done serial fines, which we say serial fines rather than floor sweepings.
And we had
a lot of the chocolate products, especially on the East Coast with our relative proximity to the Hershey Company. Those always seem to be floating around. And then a lot of the bakery products, whether it's pretzels or some type of pasta, some type of cereal become very common. And maybe the one we've looked at, but we haven't quite gotten a workout is there's been a kind of like a hemp resurgence in the Northeast. We've looked at that. There's some legal issues with that, feeding hemp to dairy cows, but it may be a possibility. Just keep something to keep tabs on.
So are you recommending that dairy producers forge a relationship with, you know, food manufacturers or processors in their area? Wisconsin, we've got a lot of specialty crop food processing businesses.
Those opportunities are there. So we have a lot of local feed mills that bring those products in. So at a minimum, you're talking to your feed mill, and they typically have a broad umbrella of what's available. So if you find yourself in some type of situation, that's my recommendation. Get a list of all and any products that are available and then start looking at them intensively. So at a minimum, I think you have a good relationship with your personal feed mill because they'll have contacts.
Dr. Joe Bender along with us from the University of Pennsylvania, encouraging producers to think outside the box when it comes to stretching feed supply. He's been experimenting with byproducts like rejected ketchup and oranges in dairy feed rations. And he says, no, it does not change the flavor of the milk. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Thanks, Stephanie. Weather last year caused some major challenges, not just for livestock producers trying to generate feed, but for our Wisconsin beekeepers and their honey colonies. The Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says last year we produced 2.79 million pounds of honey within our borders, but that was 4% lower than 2022, probably in part because of the drought-like weather we experienced. The good news for Wisconsin's beekeepers, there's more of those beehives out there. Across the state, there were about 62,000 honey-producing colonies in the state, 9,000 more than 2022. That helped Wisconsin reach 11th spot nationally in overall honey production. You know, on the national scene, the colony number keeps slipping. Around the United States, 2.51 million colonies of bees, but that was down 6% compared to 2022. So on Wisconsin, that we're adding colonies instead of losing them. Markets this morning, some are losing, some are winning so far on a Monday. Right now, we've got December corn trading a penny stronger at 4.72. November beans are down a nickel at 11.86. July wheat is up four at 5.48. The April milk is up 2 cents at 16.03. May milk closed 34 cents lower at 16.42. On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up a penny at 144 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter of a cent, settled at 147. The AA butter on Friday closed 2.5 cents lower at 282 and a quarter per pound. Keeping those dairy products moving, that is what Cooperatives Working Together is all about. That program's actually 21 years old, and now the industry has to decide, will we renew it, revise it, or put it away? Talking about that next with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Great events. That's tomorrow, National Ag Day. Today, we're focused in on sales of more than 4 million pounds of American-type cheese and more than 820,000 pounds of cream cheese. Where did that product go? To customers in Asia, Central America, the Caribbean, the Middle East, North Africa, and South Africa. How did it get there? Well, in part, through efforts by Cooperatives Working Together. This is a volunteer organization that's supported by different cooperatives across the United States. The goal, to try to make sure that we're offering incentives to take some of our dairy products into international marketplace. But CWT has been around for a while, and now they're taking a look at it. Do we revise it? Do we extend it? Or do we put it on the shelf? I talked about it with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. They manage Cooperatives Working Together. And I asked him to refresh my memory on the history of CWT and how this revision reflection process is going.
We started CWT, Cooperatives Working Together, 21 years ago this spring. It started in March of 2003 when we were going through a period of low milk prices, and dairy farmers and their co-ops got together and decided, is there something we can do, a self-help program, That's not a mandatory government checkoff. It doesn't involve getting financial assistance from Congress. It's what dairy farmers can do, pooling their resources. And over the past 20 years, it's funded a variety of different activities. For the past decade, really, its focus has been on export assistance. So we work with our member co-ops to find export markets for U.S.-made dairy products in a way that's going to provide the most financial lift for dairy farmers.
What kind of participation did CWT see? And that's regardless of where you want to look, Chris. Just give people a sense on how vibrant the program was.
Sure. The program is supported by the majority of dairy cooperatives in this country. Certainly not all, and we would like to change that in the future, but it's certainly supported by a majority of the milk production and the dairy co-ops in this country. Now, what's happening, Pam, is that right now we are in a renewal cycle. The commitment is every 3 years. So the last time the program was renewed was a few years ago, and that contract ends at the end of 2024. So we're now in this renewal phase where we're looking at what can we do with our export program in the future in a way that's going to provide rising tide to help farmers across the country.
Mm-hmm. So give us a little idea on the accomplishments the program has been able to show dairy producers, dairy cooperatives across the United States. There was a time where it seemed like we were getting a press release every week on some new business arrangement that CWT had arranged. Things have changed a little bit.
Well, we are still providing regular updates because we feel that that's important because so many farmers do contribute to CWT through their milk checks. But we are accepting export assistance bids just about every week. I think 50 out of the 52 weeks of the year, we have export activity. And really, the last couple calendar years, we've exported somewhere in the range of 1 billion pounds milk equivalent with the resources that we have. And most of that is in the form of cheese. There's some butter and anhydrous milk fat, which is really concentrated milk fat, and then some cream cheese. And that's a reflection of where we have production in the U.S. that needs to find a home in overseas markets. We don't concentrate on things like whey or skim milk powder right now because those are products that are clearing the market right now and don't necessarily need the added lift that CWT's bonuses can provide. But we're keeping our minds open. We're putting a lot of things on the table because we have a task force right now, Pam, that's looking at if we want to continue this program after this year, and I think there's a broad feeling that, yes, we should, what else can we be doing? Are there other product mixes? Are there other things that we can do besides helping products? Can we do things that will help with logistics and shipping and warehousing and things that will allow companies to build new markets, particularly in places like Asia where we have that growing consumer base? We're looking at a variety of things that could help us increase our sales.
The markets have changed. Now that we're looking at renewing cooperatives working together, do we anticipate any changes? Are there any revisions, anything like that that's being discussed, Chris?
Yeah, so there's three basic areas where we are doing some further investigation and getting ideas from our members about what they'd like to see. One is expanding the product mix that I mentioned a minute ago. Right now, it's basically cheese and butter, and looking at are there some other products that we can help provide some assistance for in a way that's going to help everyone, not just the company that's doing those sales. So product mix is one. The other thing is doing some things in foreign markets, market development, perhaps encouraging the use of certain machinery or production equipment that will provide a new home, an expanded home for U.S. dairy exports. And then the third area is the logistics and shipping. Are there some things that we can do to help facilitate the movement of products that are going from the U.S. overseas in a way that's going to increase our competitive posture? Because we live in a global market and our competitors are often coming from places closer to countries like China or Vietnam. I'm talking about New Zealand right now. So are there some things that we can do logistically that will give American exporters a leg up? So all those things are ideas that are on the table. At this point, it's way too soon to conclude where we're going to net out, But those are the types of ideas that we're looking at.
Chris Galen, along with us from the National Milk Producers Federation, talking about cooperatives working together, celebrating 21 years in existence, trying to facilitate moving our dairy products from the domestic market into the international stream. As of February, they had 65 accepted bids, 19 countries of destination, and more than 96 million pounds milk equivalent of product that they were moving. A lot of that cheese. So like he said, this isn't the last conversation we'll be having about where CWT, Cooperatives Working Together, stands and what its future looks like. If you want to find out more about what happens with Cooperatives Working Together, or if your cooperative is participating, you can go to the National Milk Producers Federation website. That's nmpf.org, nmpf.org. And one more call for you folks to get involved in the vote. The small community of Ellsworth wants your vote today to become one of the highest ranked events in the United States. You can find out more and vote before the close of business today at CheeseCurdFestival.com. CheeseCurdFestival.com. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Tomorrow is National Ag Day. How you can be a part of it, next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Many communities across the country have events planned around National Ag Day tomorrow. The annual observance is organized by the Agriculture Council of America. Jenny Badding, who works for John Deere, is chair of the council's board of directors.
This day is really to recognize those that help provide food, fuel, and fiber to the world, and educating folks on the amazing work that our farmers, ranchers, and producers do day in and day out.
Ag Day includes on-site activities in Washington, D.C. Badding says there's also a virtual option.
We know that not everybody can be in Washington, D.C. for National Ag Day, and we actually have an Ag Day virtual event that starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. It's free of charge. Folks just can register for the event at agday.org.
Ag Day tomorrow is the kickoff for National Ag Week. Badding says it all serves to remind folks of the importance of agriculture to all of us.
Our organization, we really believe that every American should understand how food and fiber products are produced and appreciate the role that agriculture plays in our life, and also acknowledge and consider career opportunities in agriculture.
Again, you can learn more at agday.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
Start your day off on